So, Nikki, since we spoke last year, a lot of your predictions actually came true.
They
Tell me about a few of the ones that you mentioned last year here on 680.
Well, actually, last year I predicted a pregnancy for Kate and Prince William, becoming a father, and the split between Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise, as well as the split of Katy Perry and Russell Brand. And I also predicted a man being eaten by another man in the USA, zombie-like attack, which is not what I wanted, but it's what I saw. Meryl Streep's Academy Award, trouble in Syria, escalating, sex scandal in Washington, and the sex scandal around poor Prince Harry of the royal family. The death of Whitney Houston, trouble around Lindsay Lohan, Hurricane Sandy, that was my big prediction, and the passing of Dick Clark, Ernest Borgnine, and Phyllis Diller.
Wow, pretty accurate predictions.
Yeah, they were. Quite a few came true. And yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, Nikki, let's move on to this year and take a look at some of your world predictions for this year and maybe any that might affect us here in Toronto Canada,
Should say. Well, you know what? I love the CN Tower, but I see a collapse there, a fire, an explosion, and possible plane going in there. And I hate to say that because I love the CN Tower. It's a great attraction for Toronto, but I have to see, at the end of the year, I have to see what I see. And that's what I see. And I keep on having dreams about it.
Wow.
Then I see the trouble in the Middle East is really going to escalate out there. You know, I see an uprising in Turkey. I see more trouble with Syria, Egypt. It's going to be bad. And I see Israel and Iran hitting each other, attacking each other, as well as North Korea and South Korea. Very strong.
Wow. And what else?
Now, I also see a funny one, turtles on a plane.
Not snakes on a plane.
Not snakes on a plane. Turtles on a plane, live turtles, and they are going to, you know, disrupt a flight. So,
wow. Now, we've had a lot of wild weather lately. Any sort of tornadoes or anything of that nature?
You know, there's going to be a huge earthquake in the Caribbean, and I see a big 9.1 earthquake in Russia. Okay, I see a huge earthquake in Seattle, Washington, and ruins after a large earthquake. Seattle, Washington. You know, a lot of these, there's going to be like super tornadoes, super quakes, Frankenstorms. There's going to be a lot more of that. And I really don't want to scare people, but it's because of global warming. And I definitely see that still happening into 2013. Now, I did say last year it wouldn't be the end of the world, 2012, but a lot of stuff could go into the early part of 2013 from 2012 as well.
So the end of the world predicted on the 21st could be moving over to January?
Well, no, I don't see the end of the world, Gloria. I really don't. But I do see some catastrophic events happening worldwide. I really do. President Obama, I predicted he would get in. But I do still see danger around him. I'm sorry to say, because I really like him, but I see danger around him still. The stock markets are going to close worldwide for 1 week. That's not good.
Wow.
Yeah, so obviously something will occur that causes that. I see a disease killing horses around the world. That's not good. Also, a terrorist attack at the Empire State Building, one in London, England. I see one here. I see Washington, a lot of terrorist attacks coming up. New York and Boston buried under 25 feet of snow.
Wow.
That's not good.
Better get those snow boots out after all.
Better call the army in. fish and sea life evaporating, like fish actually evaporating.
Wow.
Yeah, and I do see like, and I know people tend to think this is silly, but I don't. I feel like there's, you know, sea creatures under the sea that are prehistoric. I do.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
There's going to be an earthquake affecting the Great Lakes. And I do see also a tragedy at a zoo in Berlin, Germany.
Ooh.
And a tragedy at Logan Airport in Boston. And a bunny ranch in Nevada is going to burn down. Major UFO sightings. You know, I really think that there could be a possibility of a spaceship landing. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on to star predictions. Everybody wants to know what's going to happen
with our
favorite movie stars and TV stars.
You know, Daniel Day-Lewis, I see him nominated for an Oscar for Lincoln, for sure. There's going to be marriage for Angelina and Brad, for sure. I see more children around them. And, you know, there's a possible split for Tori Spelling, too.
After all those kids.
She's one of my favorite actresses, too. I like her. But she still has to watch her health. Justin Bieber, secret marriage.
Ooh.
Yeah. And he still has to watch for a little danger. Adam Levine from Maroon 5. I see him in a car accident. But I really like his music. Jack Nicholson hospitalized. Susan Boyle has to watch her health. There's going to be a kidnapping around singer Psy, Gangnam Style.
Wow.
I hope not, because I like that music. a famous comedian legend will pass. And I see Gwen Stefani and her husband splitting. I see Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner splitting. Alec Baldwin could enter the political arena. I see a late night talk show being canceled. That's not good. And I see David Letterman really has to watch his health. A kidnapping around Shania Twain. Another sex scandal around Schwarzenegger. He has to watch his health as well. Death of a child actor. Marriage for Oprah. How do you feel about that, Gloria?
That would be big news.
I want to go to her wedding if it happens.
What to wear?
Oprah, I want to go to your wedding. I'm a fan. The movie The Lone Ranger will be good for Johnny Depp. I think it's going to be a good film. I think it is. Now, I'm getting grave danger around Lindsay Lohan, and I hate to say that because she's very young. I thought she was pretty good in that movie, but honestly, there's just too much negativity around her. I hate to say it. There's going to be a sex scandal around a comedic actor. Britney Spears has to watch for depression again. And I see George Clooney doing a commercial, James Bond thing. Maybe he's a successor to Daniel Craig. I think he would make a great James Bond, actually. But there's
actually
still danger around him.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that's great, Nikki. And moving on to one of our favorite topics around here, the royals. So
absolutely.
What do you see happening? I mean, lots has happened to them this year. What do you see coming up for the royal family?
Yeah, like there's a lot. Now, I see a divorce possibly in the royal family. But, the queen has to be careful of her health. You know, I'm really worried about that. I'm worried over the takeover. Like somebody else could have the throne for sure. In the next couple of years, actually. Prince Charles is due to have that. So now I see a horse accident around one of the royals, too. And I hope this doesn't happen. But honestly, poor Duke of Edinburgh, you know, he's got to really watch his health. I know he's very old, but I'm not getting good feelings about that either. The Queen will be robbed. There's going to be a car accident around the royal family of Monaco, too. I see a fire at Windsor Castle. The Queen has to watch for falling. Fergie has to be careful around cars. And Prince William and Harry have to be careful where planes are concerned, too. I like Prince Harry, but I did predict that scandal around him.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, that's great, Nikki. So Nikki, tell me a little bit about what you do and what you have been doing over the last year.
Yes. Now, I'm clairaudient. So it's a little bit different to being just a psychic or clairvoyant. So I'm able to actually see pictures, and it would be like a television screen, and it comes up in color in different shapes and forms. And so what I'm able to do is actually see events before they happen in detail, specific detail. So the clairaudient is the specific detail I see and I hear.
Wow.
Yeah. And I can go back. A lot of it's remote viewing. I can go back to or go forward. Yeah. So it can be scary at times if I see a bad prediction. But I actually have to mention everything. You know, I have to do it as I see it. It's not what I want to happen, and I have to make that very clear. I don't want any of these bad things to happen, but it's what I see, so I actually have to say them. The good things are, you know, there's a lot of medical breakthroughs happening too, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, excellent. Yeah, there was one today about putting radio waves on somebody who's had heart problems.
Oh, yeah.
And really helping. Yeah, amazing.
There's going to be a lot more medical breakthroughs over the next 4 or 5 years, and it's going to be amazing. Breakthroughs in cancer, lupus, diabetes, everything, blindness. So as we advance, there are a lot of catastrophic events happening in the world, but at the same time, there's good stuff happening too, like the medical breakthroughs. So it has to balance off like that. So there's a lot of change in government coming up as well. Changes all over the world. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm concerned about the man in Syria. Somebody could go after him. I don't see him around forever. Everything escalating in the Middle East, very bad, very bad. So, yeah.
Well, Nikki, thanks for your insights.
Thank you so much, Gloria.
And we'll talk again soon.
Absolutely. And I want you to have a great 2013.
Thanks. You too, Nikki.
Okay, thanks. Bye.